Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Well, so should we get into the next section here? We got the South.
Let's go South.
All right. So we got Houston versus Longwood. I sent an interesting tweet to did I send it to both? Because Vish.
I saw it.
I have our buckets group, and then I have a group with just Tommy and Brendan that's just college basketball. Like, we talk, it's literally college basketball chat or something. I can't remember the schools, but it was a Reddit post that in every year of the
four years or something like that.
Yeah, a one or a two seed has lost to a school that has the name Cock or some association with
right.
Fairleigh Dickinson. So you know, there's a lot of people circling this game, you know.
2% apparently.
Hey, that's what got him over the 1% hump right there.
Apparently. I just don't see it happening. I think Houston and UConn are the two most dominant teams this year. I got Houston winning this one. You know, just the guard play. Jamal Sheed and LJ Cryer, just elite guards. Defensively, they're one of the best teams. They do all the little things, you know, with boxing out, playing hard defense. I just like them, and I like them to go far as well. But should we go Vish?
Yeah. Not Longwood, let me put it that way. Definitely Houston. Not going to be close. Okay. Houston's also very – they play big boy basketball, so it's really hard for them to for a smaller school to even, like, stay on the court with them. They're going to beat up Longwood pretty badly.
Yeah. Brendo?
Yeah, man. Best defense in the country. Jamal Sheed. Also, I think my favorite player to watch. He's just a coach on the floor, and I really think that he's someone that, going down the line here, it just makes the right play at the right time, can score when they need him to, but he's a guy where, like, if a teammate hits a three, next time down the court in transition, he's trying to find him. Someone that just I love watching, just as someone who enjoys basketball. He's definitely one of my favorite players to watch. So excited to see Houston's run this year.
You set it up for that, Matt.
I love it. All right. Tom's. I forgot who hadn't gone. Tommy, you're up.
Yeah, we're going Houston. There's not much to say. This game's going to be a blowout.
All right. Next game. We got 8-seeded Nebraska going up against 9-seeded Texas A&M. I'll go first on this one. I think it's going to be a great matchup of guards. Wade Taylor, Kisei Tominaga. How do you say it?
Tominaga.
Tominaga. Sorry. Tominaga. Two explosive scores. Each have 730 point games this season. Random stat. I have gone back and forth of this one, but I'm going with Nebraska in
there you
this
go. One.
So, Brendo, you want to go next?
Yeah. I mean, I think Tominaga is the X factor. I've seen like multiple kind of times where when he kind of fades away, they have a tough time winning. But I just think that the stage is going to be set. I think he's going to be ready to get it rolling. And I think the kind of experience of Fred Hoiberg in these situations, I think is going to lead Nebraska to a close one, but I think they're going to pull it out in the end.
Okay. Toms.
Yeah, I was going back and forth on this for a while, but you know what I do? And I don't know what to do. I go and look at the Vegas lines. Vegas lines has Nebraska by 1.5. Ooh. Vegas never loses. We're going Nebraska.
Vish.
Yeah, I picked Nebraska as well, but can I agree with what was already? It's a coin flip.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, absolutely. I think I picked all 9 seeds too when I was looking at this. So I was like, okay, I got to pick an 8 seed somewhere. Yeah. I know the 9 seeds win a majority of them, but right. But yeah. All right. So next up, we got 5 seeded Wisconsin, who I believe lost in the Big Ten championship game, right?
Correct.
To Illinois. Going up against James Madison. I watched part of their game, to be honest with you. So I'm interested. I'm going to start with Brendan first, because it might shift my opinion here. So go ahead, Brendo.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll start at James Madison. I felt like this would be more of like a user pick team in the 5-12 matchup. They're streaky, but if they get hot, they really get it going. The athletic guys all over the place. They enter on 13 game win streak. Entered the tournament, that is. They started the year on a 14-game win streak, and they beat Michigan State during that time. And so there's your record versus the top 25 until Michigan State fell off a little bit. But, I mean, I feel like this Wisconsin team is a little different than the other teams that they've had. They roll like 11 guys deep. And I just think that the ability to kind of ease into pace of play, kind of with the nerves going, if they can kind of slow down James Madison's runs and don't let them get on a 10-0 run, maybe it gets to 5, but then they run something and get a good bucket. I think Wisconsin's going to win this one, but James Madison's a really fun team to watch.
Tommy?
Yeah, this one was tough too. It's going to be a really good game, I think. I don't think Wisconsin is as good as they were. But I do think they somehow sneak this out, and then they get rocked by Duke.
Okay. Vish,
all right.
You want to go next, and then I'll finish it off?
Yeah, I've got Wisconsin as well. I know they didn't play well in the Big Ten championship game, but they were playing really well leading up to that. So, yeah, James Madison, as Brendo says, playing great right now, but I think Wisconsin's playing well as well. And their depth, and they're much more bad. I mean, it's hard to find a bigger split in terms of strength of schedule than this.
Yeah.
So I just think they've been more tested and can probably take a punch better than James Madison can at this point.
Yeah. I saw a stat, James Madison, 17-0 when they shoot over 37.5% from three. Wisconsin gives up like one of the highest, or I think the highest 3-point percentage in the field of the tournament. So that's something to kind of look at.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I think AJ Storr is playing probably the best basketball he's played all year. Averaged 23 a game in the Big Ten tournament. A guy that actually Miami was kind of going after in the portal as well. Just had to throw that out there for the Miami fans. I'm going with Wisconsin in this one as well. I just think they're going to be too much. But yeah, I got Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, Max, we're not doing that. So
Chick-fil-A. We can do it after.
Well, I don't think it can. It's not official. So
or we can still do it.
We can do it, but it's not. I think you probably know what the answer is already. So now I probably.
I actually don't. I actually don't know what the answer is.
We'll close with that, Max.
Remind me, because I'm gonna forget. All right, we got 4-seeded Duke going up against 13-seeded Vermont, the Catamounts.
Hey, great.
Let's start with Tom's here. Who you got in this one?
Awesome. This is going to be a close game, I think, actually. Closer than you actually think, but I think Duke sneaks it out just because their experience. I think Duke has this one.
Okay, Brendan?
Yeah, close game against Vermont, blowing out Wisconsin. I like it, Tom's. but, yeah, I mean, Vermont, great team, American East, but Duke's going to be too much early for a team like Vermont to handle. Of all the 13s, I don't have as much of a vibe on Vermont than I do some of the others, so I'm going to roll with Duke.
Yeah. Vermont, a team, you know, they're undersized, not the greatest shooting team. And I mean, I've seen Mark Mitchell completely body the entire Miami Hurricanes team. I think Duke is going to dominate with their size, athleticism. I got Duke in this one. I don't think it's going to be a close game either.
Yeah, Duke is going to kill them, but fuck Duke. Oops.
What's up, Melissa?
It's our co-host who's at work.
There we go.
Anyway, that was the expert. That's the expert analysis you come on the show for. So
there it is.
All right, we got 6-seeded Texas Tech going up against 11-seeded NC State. I'll go first on this one. NC State, 4-game losing streak going into the ACC tournament. Somehow find a way to win 5 straight days to win the ACC tournament. Just been playing really well, you know. DJ Horn kind of had a few injuries early on in the ACC tournament, came back with a vengeance. DJ Burns was doing his thing, botting guys.
Mr. Cadillac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. But Texas Tech, you know, great shooting team. NC State does have trouble defending the three. But I think NC State's on a roll. I think they keep it going. I think that they upset Texas Tech here. Should we go? Let's go Vish. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I actually picked NC State as well. I can't believe DJ Burns still had gas left in the tank for the 5th game. But but he did. One of those went to overtime, too. But, yeah, no, I think he's – I mean, we're obviously familiar with a lot of NC State's players because they play in the play Miami. But, yeah, they're kind of tough to play against. They have a lot of guys that can score. It's a tough matchup, and I think DJ Burns is a pain in the butt to guard. He's huge. If you haven't seen him, he's robust, let's call it. But he's actually got quick feet, really good passer. It's a tough matchup, and assuming Horn is healthy and ready to go now, I like NC State.
Yeah. Brendo?
I think I'm going with the Red Raiders on this one. I think NC State's coming in hot. But I feel like that's where their Cinderella story ends. It's clock struck midnight. I just think Tech's going to be a little too much here coming out of the Big 12. Great conference. And they've just kind of gone through enough of those battles that I feel like it's really hard to beat a team multiple times. So when you're playing other teams in your conference, I think that's how kind of NC State was able to kind of sneak up on some of those guys. I just think Texas Tech's gonna take it down here in this matchup.
Tom's,
yeah, this one was really tough. I think this game's gonna be really good. I mean, NC State has been on fire. I mean, it's been. I was going back and forth, and you know what I went? You already know where I went, to Vegas. Vegas has Texas Tech by 4.5, so I'm picking Texas Tech.
Oh my God! All right,
Vegas never loses.
We're split 2-2. All right, split 2-2. Next one. We got 3-seeded Kentucky going up against 14-seed Oakland. When I saw this real quick, I forgot it's not the Oakland in California. DJ Burns playing left guard. There you go. I forgot that it wasn't the Oakland in California. I think they aren't they a D2 school now?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What, no, I don't know anything about the Oakland. I was going to say it's in Michigan.
I didn't even know that Oakland, there was an Oakland college in Oakland.
Isn't there?
I have no idea. There could very well be.
Oh, never mind. I don't know. Anyways, well, if there is, shout out to Oakland University or Oakland, whatever it is.
Oakland University, CA. Yeah.
This one's in Michigan, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think it's in Michigan. I'm going Kentucky here. I mean, just great offensive team. I think it's going to be too much. I don't know. Just I saw, you know, snippet of one of their games in the Horizon Tournament for Oakland. I don't think they're going to have enough to match up with Kentucky. So I'm going Kentucky here. Let's go, Brendo.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky – best shooting team in the nation. They have three guys on the roster that shoot over 44% from three, and they got an individual, Shepherd shoots greater than 52% from three. So man, they got the firepower. But this is my upset special.
Oh,
the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland, led by Trey Townsend, scoring 38 points, 11 rebounds in their conference championship game. But the name that's going to flow like that one dude from St. Peter's with the stash, Mr. Dougie Buckets, Jack Golkey, my guy, in this season has shot over 300 threes, and he shot 8 twos. This guy is just slinging it. He's going to get hot. Oakland's going to take down Kentucky. They're going to have a cold shooting night from three. It's going to all of a sudden the nerves are going to start hitting. First game, all the other fans that are in attendance are jumping on Oakland's back. Look for the Golden Grizzlies to get out of this first day. My God.
I love it. So for reference, Vish, you know how Jack McClinton always says, you know, there's never a three he doesn't like, right? When he's announcing or doing play by play for the so little backstory, Brendan, I don't know exactly the record. So for state, I think for career three-pointers, you're like in the top three, right?
Yeah, I'm number three in CIF in all-time threes made in a season, and number three in CIF all-time threes made in a career. Yeah, it's pretty good high
school. So if there's anything this guy loves, it's shooting threes. So, of course, you know, Golkey, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, my guy.
There you go. Toms, what are you doing? You going with the upset here? Or?
No upset special today. We're going to Kentucky. They got too much.
Okay. Yeah. Vish, I don't even remember if you picked yet.
I did not. I did have the misfortune of seeing Kentucky in person one time this year. That was enough. I'll have to go to Kentucky.
Yeah, and they were missing their big guy too. Both of them, actually. Okay. Next one.
Speaking of bad decisions to attend Miami games.
All right.
There's another one that I.
Oh went, yeah, they went, really, yeah. They really just wanted to troll us. And put them back, back.
1-2 punch on that one.
So we got 7-seed Florida going up against 10-seed Colorado. I'll go with this one first. I love the guards for Florida. I think they're really good. But, man, I think Colorado is just such a complete team. You watch them, you know, tonight. I don't know if you guys watch them against Boise State, but they're just so well-rounded. They have guys with, like, established roles that really know, you know, what they're doing on the floor. KJ Simpson's one of the best guards in the country, mm-hmm. really talented. And then they have a young guy like Cody Williams and, Tristan Da Silva too is, you know, a guy that really contributes both sides of the floor. Really good defender, lockdown defender. I like Colorado in this one. And I actually have them upsetting Marquette too in the next round. Tommy, and then we can work our way up.
Yeah, this was tough. I actually watched that Florida game, their final game, and that guy got injured, which terrible to see live. Ooh, yeah, and I think that's going to be a big blow. I mean, anytime you lose one of your top five starters, that's definitely tough. Colorado won. It was tonight, I believe. I'm looking at the score right now.
They just finished like an hour ago.
Yeah, so they're coming off that win right now. I think this is going to be an upset. I'm taking Colorado.
There you go.
Right. All right. This one, Colorado, like you said, KJ Simpson, great player. Florida, though, I've watched a few of their games, and I think they're going to make a little run here. 40% of their shots end with an offensive rebound. That's a pretty good stat when you're coming into March and you need to get some easy buckets. I think that they lead the nation in defensive rebounds. I just think Colorado is going to get one shot, be done, and Florida is going to roll. And if they miss, every 10 shots, they're getting four of them and putting them back up. I just think Florida is going to kind of grind this one. I think it'll be a great game, but I think Florida is grinding this one out and getting the victory here.
Okay. Vish?
Yeah, I got Colorado. Another team I saw in person blow Miami out. And also there's just – I'm never picking Florida, so there's that.
Absolutely.
There's principles here.
Hey, yeah. Fair enough. Good thing USC is not on the board.
There you go. Who's St. Ma- is St. Mary's rivalry? Is that Gonzaga? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Well, we got two-seeded Marquette here going up against Western Kentucky. You already know who I picked because I said Colorado is going to take down Marquette. But I'm going with Marquette here. I think Tyler Kolek should be back, right, for this game?
Yeah, he participated in full practice yesterday. Okay.
So I know this is the one 215 upset that a lot of people are picking, like in Vegas and whatnot. Shaka Smart's 1-8 in the tournament in his last nine appearances. So should we go Fish here? And then work our way down.
Yeah, I've got Marquette. Although I do think they're a weak two seed. Struggled against better teams, but I don't think Western Kentucky is necessarily in that class. So I think they'll be fine this game. I know you picked that. I actually did pick them over Colorado, but I was debating it. I know Matt pulled the trigger there. I think Marquette is going to exit earlier than their seed, but I think they'll be fine in this game.
Yeah. Brendo?
Yeah, I mean, greatest mascot in the nation. Hilltoppers, you get to see the little red guy shaking around. It's a good time.
Red Grimace or whatever.
Red Grimace. We actually got to figure out what his name is. But West Kentucky plays at the fastest pace in all of college basketball. But they also don't shoot a lot of threes. And so I think what's going to be tough is when Marquette kind of plays some defense and stops those fast breaks, they're going to have a hard time finding points. So I think Marquette's got this one with a unique spelling of their name right here. but you know, I think the question is going to be, is Tyler Kolek back fully or is he just back in body? And I too also think whoever takes that Florida Colorado game is going to give him something in that next round.
Yeah. Tom's.
Yeah, it's rounded out. I think Marquette is just too good, too experienced to lose at least this first one.
Yeah. Okay. So should we go through our favorite game in this region? I think we started with Tommy on this last time, so I'll go with Vish, I guess.
Yeah, I got Colorado and Florida. I mean, I don't have a rooting interest because, you know, Miami just barely missed out on the bubble there, but so I can hate cheer against Florida. That's a good enough for me to watch the game.
There you go. I got Nebraska, Texas A&M. We talked about those two guards battling it out. I think that's going to be a great game. But yeah, that's the one I would highlight. Brendo?
You know, I got to go with my boys, Golden Grizzlies, Oakland, taking down Kentucky. It's going to be a great game. Golkey is going to become a household name. Going to go crazy all over Instagram, I'm sure. It'll be his Dougie Buckets moment.
There we go.
And I'm going Nebraska, Texas A&M. That game's going to be a coin flip. That's going to be fun to watch.
Okay.
I think James Madison will be a fun watch, and I'd pick that game if I wasn't so invested. But
cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.